Matt Douglas, you a big fan of beers?
I like beers, yes.
I love beers, man. And they're going to have plenty of local breweries at Avon Lake this weekend. Noon to 6 should be awesome. It's all part of Avon Lake's bicentennial celebration. And here to tell us more about the beer fest going on this weekend, we've got Ted Esborn with Avon Lake. Ted, thank you so much for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm good, guys. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited about this event. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it seems like this thing has really picked up a lot of steam in recent weeks. Tell us all about this Saturday's Beer Fest. It's noon to 6. Where exactly is it all going down? What are the details here?
The event is at Miller Road Park, which is one of Avon Lake's beautiful lakefront parks. It's on the west side of Avon Lake. And like you said, it's from noon to 6. And we have 14 breweries from the state of Ohio, a lot of them local. I think we've got 4 breweries from Lorain County. We've been working for a long time kind of putting together this group of brewmasters that we're going to have with us, providing samples of their beer. We've got a really nice variety of beers for people to sample, and we're excited kind of with the selection that we wound up with. And the way that it's going to work is that with your admission, you're going to get 12 tasting tickets, so you'll be able to go around our big beer tent to, if you have, you know, if you're able to, all 28 beers you can sample, but you know, you just give the brewery your ticket, they'll pour you a 3-ounce sample. But we've also got music, we've got games, we've got food trucks, and so, you know, we're really thinking that it's going to be a lot of fun and for the whole family, really, because we've got activities for the kids as well.
Tell me about the breweries that are going to be there. I looked earlier today, and I saw somewhere in the area of 10 to 15 breweries already lined up. You said you've got a handful from Lorain County that are going to be there. What can you tell us about the breweries who are scheduled to be there on Saturday?
Sure. The ones from Lorain County are Franklin Brewing, Bascule Brewing. We've got Avon Brewing and Railroad Brewing. So those are all the Lorain County breweries. And then we've got, you know, Sibling Revelry over in Westlake. You know, we've got some Cleveland-based breweries, Great Lakes, Saucy Brew Works, Working Class Brewing. And then we've also got Wild Ohio Brewery out of Columbus. Brew Kettle, of course, is in Strongsville. Fatheads just built their huge new facility in Middleburg Heights. Thirsty Dog, Rheingeist, and I think I hit all of them, but there's 14 total. Each one of them is going to have 2 different flavors of beer that they're going to be doling out samples of.
Very awesome stuff. Well, I tell you what, we're pretty lucky up here that we're in an area with so many great local breweries. And boy, that's an all-star lineup right there. You guys went out and found some really, really good ones. You mentioned that there's more than just beer there. You guys have food trucks lined up as well. What food trucks will be there?
Sure. We've got the Barrio food truck. We've got Nelly Belly food truck from Avon Lake. We've got Crave food truck, also from Avon Lake. We've got Superhero food truck, Jones Bones Barbecue, and Pierogi Joe. So just like the beer, where we were trying to establish a nice, good variety, we did the same thing with those food trucks, trying to find a little something for everybody.
Again, we're talking with Ted Esborn with the City of Avon Lake about their beer fest going down at Miller Park this Saturday from noon to 6. And, boy, you talk about the food and the breweries that are going to be there. You guys have a lot of cool entertainment lined up. And, well, it doesn't get much better than a little music when you're enjoying some food and drink. What kinds of bands will be there?
So there is with the exception of a few small gaps to just change over from one set to another, it's constant music from a main stage the whole day. We're going to open up with Mary's Lane at noon with the opening of the festival. Mary's Lane is a great rock band that also has sort of an Irish element to them. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to bring on Front Porch Lights. which is a great indie rock band that's been doing a lot of good shows in Cleveland. And then finally, at 4 o'clock, we're going to bring on the Midtown Band, which is an Avon Lake band. And they're a real high-energy kind of dance band to kind of close out the night. So they'll go from 4 until 6. And, you know, we've been thrilled to have people tell us that, you know, they bought their tickets because they're a fan of one band or another. And I should mention too, you still can buy tickets online at www.avonlake200.org, or you can buy them at the gate the day of the event.
Ted, you mentioned there's activities for the kids as well, which to me makes this more of a family event, not something you typically see at some of the beer festivals out there, but it really seems like with the food, with the music, with the kids' events, I mean, you guys really reached out and kind of made this a fun, kind of friendly, family-friendly thing that everyone can kind of get into.
Well, you know, there was a lot of talking that we did months and months ago when we were starting to plan. And, you know, what we didn't want to see was, you know, Avon Lakers who wanted to be there but weren't able to be there because, you know, they had their kids and, you know, if we didn't, you know, allow kids at the event. So we really wanted them to be able to enjoy it as well. So, you know, what we've done is we've got a kids area at the event, and you know we've got some great partners. Sweet Kittles Flexible Childcare is an Avon Lake business, and they are working the kids area, providing activities like sand art and you know mini cornhole and you know, face painting and things like that. And the Avon Lake Public Library is actually joining them in that. So those two organizations are sort of going to be running the kids area. But that reminds me of our sort of other activities as well. We've got, perhaps you've seen them, oversized yard games like Jenga, checkers, Connect Four. So those are sort of games for all ages. And then sort of our signature game for the event is our oversized beer pong, which we tried out for the first time today. You can see it. You can see a video on the Bicentennial Beer Fest Facebook page. We're going to have two sets of beer pong where the solo cups are garbage cans, 32-gallon garbage cans. So, like I said, a little something for everybody.
So hold on, I've got to ask about oversized beer pong. You mentioned that instead of using the red solo cups, you're going to use gigantic garbage cans. Are you throwing like a kickball or a basketball?
It's going to be a volleyball, using? And actually, it looks you know completely to scale because you know the volleyball next to the garbage can size solo cups looks just like a ping pong ball. Of course, we're not you know it's not going to be you know tied to any drinking because we're not you know these garbage cans aren't going to be filled with anything that you would have to drink. It's more just for the fun of it. But yeah, we're going to have two sets of those giant beer pong games going, and I think we're all just kind of anxious to see you know what it looks like when you know people are going head to head.
That sounds like it's going to be awesome. We were going to ask you about those oversized yard games, but when you mentioned oversized beer pong, that gave me all I need to know. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
you guys also have interactive historic characters.
That's right.
That are going to be at this event. So who all is showing up? What interactive historic characters are going to be there?
Well, when we, you know, when we think about this event as kind of the first really big event in the Avon Lake Bicentennial. I mean, we had a nice big 4th of July fireworks celebration to kind of kick off the year-long celebration. But this is our first big signature event of the year-long festivities. And we knew from the beginning that we wanted it to be tied to Avon Lake's history. And Avon Lake has a very unique Prohibition era history because there was a time when boats on Lake Erie would run alcohol in the night onto the shores of Avon Lake, you know, using flashing lights as you know, code for the deliveries and things like that. So, you know, Avon Lake during Prohibition played this very unique role. And so, what Heritage Avon Lake? Of course, Heritage Avon Lake is the city's you know, historical group. They have a jail that they have built, and at the festival, they're going to have, you know, sort of officers dressed sort of like Elliot Ness from back in the 1920s going out and arresting people. So, you know, you can go up to the jail and ask for them to arrest someone, and they'll go pick them up, bring them back to the jail, and it costs $5 to get out of jail, and it's a fundraiser for Heritage Avon Lake. But yeah, they are going to be, you know, sort of dressed as, you know, 1920s era detectives, and you know, there's going to be other, you know, sort of period costumes around the Heritage Avon Lake tent as well.
So make sure you bring some cash with you.
Yeah, make sure you bring some cash. Yeah. It is cash only. So, yeah, make sure you bring some cash to, you know, bail someone else or maybe even to bail yourself out of that jail.
And you don't want to be stuck in Miller Park all weekend, because especially if the rain starts pouring down, you don't want to be stuck out there.
That's right. Now, I haven't asked them yet if people are allowed to take their tasting mug into jail with them. I think that'll be a big factor. So.
Oh, geez. In that case, you may have people volunteering it to get put in jail, right?
Right.
Very cool stuff. This sounds like a really awesome event. Ted, one more time, for those out there wondering how to go about getting tickets, where can they go to get those tickets?
Sure. I mean, the easiest way to get them right now and not have to worry about it is go to www.avonlake200.org. You'll see a button for the beer festival. Just click on that, and it'll take you right to the place where you can buy your tickets online. Or you can buy them the day of the event right at the gate. It will probably save you some time to buy them online, because you'll be prepaid and you'll have a shorter wait. But either way, you can get your tickets, and we're hoping for good weather.
Outstanding. Well, actually, Saturday sounds like it's going to be ideal for beer drinking weather.
I think so.
Let's hope Mother Nature decides to pull through on that plan. That would be awesome. Ted, always a blast to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us here, and best of luck on Saturday. Sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you again. Ted Esborn with the City of Avon Lake. Their beer fest goes down this Saturday. They'll be out there from noon to 6 at Miller Park.